Gabe?
Hey, is this Philip?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ruben. I'm sorry we were playing so much phone tag. How are you doing?
Sorry. Good, how are you?
Good. I just left a message in line, but it went straight to voicemail, so I thought I'd try once more.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you have a pen handy? You can make some notes.
I do not. I'm sorry, I'm at lunch.
Oh, no worries.
I wanted to pick up the call once because I knew you were calling me.
Not a problem. Probably some of the information, I'm a senior underwriter here, probably some of the information I'm going to ask and go over is probably redundant, so I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible because I know you're busy. So the general idea I have is that you're looking to grow your business and looking for either a line of credit or a loan to do so. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So can you give me a tidy idea of the minimum and maximum amount you're looking for right now?
$300,000 would be as much as I would need. Probably $100,000 to be minimum.
Okay. And what is this money being used for, and what's the return of investment, and also the time frame?
Well, my return investment is going to be about 3-to-1. I mean, I'll make 3 times on it what I put out.
Okay.
And I can pay it back, and I can pay it back, and I'd like probably 3 years.
How long does it take you to realize a return on your investment? Let's say you get a $200,000 tomorrow. How long does it actually take you to perform your sales cycle and realize that return on your investment?
Full cycle, probably 6 months.
Okay. Okay, I'm just putting some notes out here. And how long have you been looking for this type of funding?
It's really weird. I really haven't. You guys called me. I need it, but I just figured I'd figure a way to get by without it. All it does is just slow my growth down if I don't have it. I'm still going to grow either way. I'm just not growing as fast as I want to. And you guys called me.
I have some notes here that you went to your local bank and just kind of got passed around. Is that accurate?
No, I actually haven't. I have not gone to them, and I have not gone to them first. I just found that local banks, they just didn't seem to grasp. They wanted to know if I had, trucks or presses or equipment or something they could loan against, and I'm not that kind of business. And
absolutely. To kind of give you a little feedback, where we differentiate ourselves from traditional banks are going to lend on 3 basic factors. Credit, which you've got good personal credit, you pay your bills and good business credit. The second factor is that your financials support the request, which eliminates so many small businesses because it's kind of giving money to people who can prove they don't want it. And then the third thing, of course, is collateral. We have a much different product, which is a cash loan, where we're really looking at top-line sales and revenue growth. That's what we're lending on, not so much collateral or financials. I wanted to go over a few ideas of term length. If the terms work, by the way, you could have these funds in your account as early as tomorrow or Monday. And I want to give you some ideas of what you'd be looking at. The other quick question is, on your credit report, is your legal name Bill Phillips or William Phillips?
William.
All right. And there's a lot of addresses listed on your file. There's a 2401 Boo Avenue in Mission Viejo. There's one in Laguna Beach.
What?
And there's one in Santa Ana.
Never lived in Santa Ana or Laguna Beach. Never lived in either one of those. And I've lived at Mission Viejo for 15 years.
The other address, the address it comes up is 23141 Verdugo Drive and 1214 West Park Lane.
The Verdugo is my office. It's the previous office lease.
Gotcha. Okay.
That was where I'm at now. That was where we were for 3 years. This Santa Ana, I don't know anything about it at all.
That's why I think a credit officer on the file asked for just a copy of your driver's license before releasing an official approval to verify an identity, and I can shoot you an email to grab that later today. But let me go kind of over what terms would look like as a general estimate. So a working capital loan is a cash loan product. Like I said, it's based on revenues and growth. Traditional terms range from about 6 months to 12 months, once in a while a little longer, 15 or 18 months. Want to go over some few ideas that I have for you right now. I've got a good pre-approval for $200,000. So what I'd want to know is that enough money, or would you want us to take kind of a second look at the file and push a little higher to do 250 or so?
200 will get me going. That's enough.
Okay. Let me go over terms, though, on this approval, and you tell me a little feedback if you want to push higher. So right now, the approval I have for you, since this is a cash loan and just is much different than a secured loan, the approval I have for you is a $200,000 loan over 12 months. The way you repay this loan is what's called a micropayment. And a micropayment means that rather than you paying the full bill at the beginning of the month, you actually have a small daily payment that comes out of the bank account on an ACH, which is 21 business days per month, Monday through Friday, no weekends or bank holidays. So your approval right now is, it's a great approval. It's 200 grand. I would just want to know if 12 months is a little too short for you. The equivalent daily payment on 12 months would be $1,056 a day. So I'd want to know if, and the payback over a year would be $266. So I'd want to know if that payment is too high or if that's something you're comfortable with.
Well, I'm trying to remember the gentleman that I spoke to initially. And I told him I didn't want to do daily withdrawals, that I wasn't interested in anything like that. My cash flow just doesn't work that way to work
okay.
Do daily withdrawals. So it just doesn't, I'm not interested in any organization. I've been offered this 100 times and I just said, I won't do daily withdrawals. I mean,
okay.
I don't mind 2 payments a month if that's what somebody wants to make them more comfortable, but I won't do the daily. It just doesn't sit well with my. With my, my dealers pay. Sometimes they pay on time. Sometimes they don't. I've got car dealers just too shaky in terms of how they, sometimes they stack me up 60 days, and I just don't want to be, in a situation where I'm looking down and money's coming out of the account every day. I don't want that. So it doesn't. I can't do that.
Well, okay. So like, so you have been offered this product or discussed this multiple times with people.
Yeah, I've had that. People have offered me this before, and I usually tell everybody up front. I'm surprised I didn't tell the initial gentleman. So I said, if this is a per day loan withdrawal, just take me out. I'm not interested. I won't do it.
Okay. Well, hopefully I can kind of meet you in the middle. So let me tell you a little. It's not just the daily, but let me tell you kind of how we're a little different, and because I know you don't really know us from Adam. So. We've been in business 12 years. I don't know if you checked out our reviews online. We have awesome reviews because we work with small business owners, but we're also very transparent. And let me give you a little feedback on why we offer a micropayment, although it's not the only program we offer. On a secured loan, we offer monthly payments. You just send in a check or you send us or you do ACH, whatever you prefer. When you're talking about an unsecured cash loan, when we give someone money over 12 months, the challenge is if they're paying us each month, by the time, if there's an issue going on with their business, by the time they, miss a payment, it's game over. If you have 12 payments or 6 payments, it's game over. Now, one thing I can tell you is that our rates are probably the cheapest in the nation. Our customer service is awesome. But at the end of the day, you're looking for a product that brings value to your business, and I'm not here to push you. Here's one other thing we can do. I know I can't do monthly payments. If that is a sticking point for you where it's like, hey, all I can do is monthly, that's it. If not, I'll just pass on the opportunity. Then there's nothing I can do. I can potentially do weekly payments, but I know I can't do monthly. If you're open to weekly, I could move forward. But if it's a monthly or nothing, for an unsecured loan, that product doesn't exist in today's environment.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be open to weekly payments?
Over how long?
Well, your approval right now is a year, but I could potentially even get it bumped to maybe even 18 months, maybe even a little longer. I think it's since you've already been offered this product, it makes my job a lot easier. We have the most money available, the cheapest money available, the most flexible terms, but you'd have to be okay with if I can see if I can get you weekly, but I know monthly doesn't exist for an unsecured cash loan product. It just doesn't exist. Would weekly be okay by you?
Possibly. Yeah, just tell me how long you can go out and what the rate is. Just give me an idea of what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and go over the approval I have for you right now. And I'll shoot you a follow-up email as well. This loan that I have you approved for is ready to fund, but it's on a daily. So I'll have to kind of not go back to the drawing board completely, but see what I can do in terms of getting you something that's in the middle. So right now, you mentioned that you've got a pretty good return on investment, and this sounds like just an opportunity loan for you. It's not, you don't need the money, you want the money, correct?
You're dead on, yeah.
Okay, and that's actually our standard customer. If they can take our money and make a lot more on it, it makes sense. If they can take our money and it would cost them more than the cost of the loan, it doesn't make sense. So the loan I have you approved for right now is $200,000, but it is a daily, so I'm going to kind of go back to the drawing board. The payback over a year is $266. I would assume that if I got you approved for the same amount of money over an 18-month period, that payback would range from about, and I'm going to give you a wide range, it probably range from about 266 to 280 in that range over a year and a half on a weekly basis.
Just per day, weekly?
Yeah. If weekly is what you need, I'll find a way to make that happen. Weekly, I think we'd have that option available. And I'll give you a few different options. We're kind of like an insurance company. I'll give you a few different options on what you want to choose, and then you can tell me your feedback. We're not here to pigeonhole you into one product.
Okay.
Can I make sure I've got your email correct? I've got Bill at AIMdealer.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Bill, last question. If assuming the terms work, when would you actually be looking to fund?
So if you don't do it tomorrow, it'll have to be the end of next week. I'm flying out of town Sunday for launch a new account in Kentucky, and then I'll be back Thursday morning.
I have a lot of clients, actually. I used to be in the sales side in Kentucky. I know a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Indiana, so that's kind of where I'm from.
Okay, do you know where Ohio Valley is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I have a customer out there called Ohio Valley Solid Services. Like does a lot of countertops. Really nice guy. Worked with him when I was just like, I don't know. I've been here 9 years. I think I worked with him like on my second year, and I've worked with him a ton. Really nice guy. So Bill, here's what I'm gonna do. I'd love to get you funded tomorrow. It's the end of our month. We're trying to push every loan through, just like I'm sure you're trying to push every deal to your business.
Yep.
I'll shoot you an email. If you could just reply with a copy of your ID, so I can just verify your identity, I'll send it in.
I'll do that.
Get you a few different offers, and hopefully get this funded for you tomorrow.
Okay.
Is this your preferred number?
Yes, this is my preferred number. I'm at lunch. I'll be back there in 15 minutes. I'll be back at the office, and I'll respond to you right away.
Thanks a ton.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.